T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk about stupid people for just a minute.
All right, let's do it.
We've all seen them before. They're out there in society around us, and a lot of them don't even know they're stupid.
Some of us are them.
Well, don't want to call anyone out right now.
Well,
but okay. I will tell a story of at least one stupid person. Yeah. I was talking to a friend who was at one of their kids' Little League games not long ago.
Yeah.
They said that the audience, the crowd, was calling out the referee and saying nasty stuff about
right.
him, and it was really bad to the point where they were just embarrassed that these people would behave like that.
It blows me away at some of the high school and junior high games
mm-hmm.
of some of these parents and the way they act and in front of the kids. I'm
yeah.
like, it's just a football game.
Yeah, y'all are trashy when you do that.
Yeah, it's bad.
But
it's
I don't know. How come stupid people can't tell they're stupid?
Okay.
I realize being stupid, it makes it hard for them, but there's a certain point where even a dumb person should be able to look and go, I'm dumb.
No,
I'm pretty stupid.
No.
Because of the way that they're acting or the things they're doing?
The things they're doing and the way they're acting sounds the same thing.
Well, sometimes it is.
But
anyway.
You know, at the time, it might seem like a good idea to them.
Okay.
You're sitting in the stands and you're yelling and screaming. Some people think, oh, I don't care what anybody else thinks. I'm going to say what I want and do what I want.
But you're too scared to say anything to them, like call them out because you're afraid they might beat you up.
Well, let me give you an example.
She's big.
A woman in Minnesota kicked her 37-year-old son out of her house on Monday because he wouldn't stop drinking.
Well, okay.
He laid down in the driveway and dared her to run him over.
Oh, wow.
And she did.
Okay.
Her 2-ton Ford Explorer crushed his pelvis, and he ended up needing surgery. He is listed in fair condition now.
Game on.
The mom is 58-year-old Cynthia Grund. She's facing charges for second-degree assault and reckless driving. And believe it or not, she's not the craziest person in her family.
Oh.
Neither is her son.
What?
It turns out her sister is a woman who is currently facing murder charges in Florida for killing her husband, also for killing some woman who looked like her so she could steal her identity.
Well,
that's their family.
You think maybe there's might be a little bit of bad parenting that went on there?
I think it's worse than that. I think it's also genetic. I don't think these people should be having offspring.
Why is the woman who was asked to run her son over, why is she dumb? She did what she was asked to do.
She's dumb because she's in jail now for doing something stupid.
Which is not right. If I were her, I would just said, I didn't see him there. He's drunk and lying. He's lying to you.
Kato, you sit over here in this group.
And wear the dunce hat.
Who's with me?
Hawk.
Hey.
Give me your hat, Hawk.
Okay.
Like the son, you know, that husband, the dead husband's probably said, you just go ahead, shoot me then.
Oh,
and she did.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Maybe there's dumber people than these ladies.
Really?
Watch what you say.
Run
I got this
me.
Woman's mugshot, and you look at her, and there's just a certain, you know, you look at some people, and I know you're not supposed to do this, but
judge.
You can just tell.
Yeah.
You just look at her, and you're like, she ain't the brightest bulb in the pack.
Yeah.
Her elevator don't go up all the way to the top.
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Come on, y'all ain't got none of those.
But sadly, if somebody grows up in that kind of environment, a child sees that over and over again, they're going to think that that's just how life is.
And you think maybe there's some drinking involved. I mean, obviously.
Well, we knew there was drinking involved.
Well, the guy
go
asked.
Sit with Kato. Put the hat back on.
Here's your hat back.
I'm saying that he might not. She might have been drinking, too.
She was not charged with drunk driving, and I would bet you the cops would attack that on if they could have. So I don't think she was drinking.
So.
I think she was sober when she ran him over.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this is a family of dumb people.
You know what? This makes you just want to go over and hug your mom today. knowing that you didn't live in that kind of environment. Yeah. So you need to go hug your mama today if you haven't been run over by her.
Yes. Thank you for not ever running
me
over.
She hasn't chased you with the car yet. You're okay.
Thank you, mama. You deserve a hug.
Wow.
I love you, mama.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.